I'm Keith Kelly. I'm a director at Kelly Recovery, and we're responsible for the recovery on the M50 motorway around Dublin.
So Keith, we're just on the M50 now in your big recovery lorry. We're actually heading over the West Link Bridge. Did I get my geography correct?
You did indeed, yeah. We're heading southbound out of our depot, and we're going to head south down towards Junction 7, which is the Nace Road junction.
Your job is to react to an incident and get this massive motorway that has 130,000 cars on it daily moving again.
We've the big task of trying to keep it open no matter what. So our job is to keep this M50 open. So we have lads placed strategically along the motorway, so it cuts down on our response times. So, you know, if we have a certain area that we see that there's a problem, we'll base a tow truck there for the day or a week, or, you know, even longer if needs be.
What do you love about your job?
I love the fact that no 2 days are the same. We could go out to 15 breakdowns at the same location and you're guaranteed not one of them is the same. Like, actually, now we're coming up to a vehicle broke down. There's a bus broke down now in the...
Right during rush hour.
Right bus. And on a slip road, which is... That can turn into be a big problem, because we don't know if there's people in the bus. We don't know what's wrong, if they've got someone on the way. They're just at the end of a slip ramp.
So Keith Kelly, within 30 seconds, we've already come across a breakdown.
You would think we'd set it up, but...
What would you say to drivers? How can they help? I know they're right now moaning, saying how bad the traffic is. How can they make this country move quicker?
Stop the rubbernecking is a big thing. If they see an incident, they don't all have to get out with their phone and videotape it. Like, we were here at an incident, it wasn't a major accident, bad enough. We were there within 7-8 minutes because we're parked locally to them. And the guards, I think, had 20 or 25 people that were videotaping this incident on the far side, driving along. Here we go now, here's another.
Another incident.
This could be anything, really. By the looks of it, I think it's going to be an abandoned vehicle.
They've got the hi-vis. Actually out at the back.
So what we find now, abandoned vehicles on the motorway is a big problem to us. The car's just left there. Eventually them lights are going to go out, so there's going to be no visibility to other drivers. A car could hit that in an instant. No simple thing of crossing the yellow line could sideswipe that car.
I think there could be a human. I can see a head moving.
Oh, someone's in it. So I'm going to go and have a look and see what the story is with them. And we'll get them off the motorway.
You don't know when something's going to kick off.
If we did, I'd be a millionaire, because I could, you know, it'd be brilliant. But within a second or two of anything, there could be a major incident to a light incident. It takes that blink of an eye. We've seen it so many times when we're at breakdowns on or accidents, and you literally look across the road and then all of a sudden there's a four-car accident because the lads that are rubbernecking just, oh, look, there's a crash. And there's a five-car accident.
And when the drivers, when the public, when the passengers are stuck in traffic for hours and hours on end, and they're frustrated and they're angry, and they're looking to blame someone, and they go, oh, the M50. But the people who are working to keep the M50 clear, you're doing your best.
We kind of get the raw end of the deal because we try our best to keep this road open. But if we got a little more cooperation from the general public that are out driving on the M50, it would make everyone's life so much easier. The road would run a lot more smoothly, our jobs would be a lot more smoothly, and furthermore, it'd be a lot safer for us. Like, at the end of the day, when we get out of our vehicle, we're a pedestrian on that road. You know, we don't have superhuman powers that a car's not gonna kill us as soon as they hit us. So what I've noticed on not just the M50 everywhere, is people have no patience anymore with people. It's just, oh, I want to get there as quick as I can and don't care what they do or who they affect while doing it. What we find is that if there's a longer delay than usual, it's aggressive all the time. Like, we've often been abused out. People have got out at an incident, and luckily that the guards have been there. They get out and they start shouting at us, oh, you're this, you're that. What are you at? Like, we're trying to get the road clear. We've come under fire from people throwing bottles out the window at us. You know, it's everyone's just looking for someone to blame.
So they would be angry with you, even though that you're actually trying to get the road moving again?
Yeah, a lot of the time, when we get there, we're not medically trained, so someone could be seriously hurt in that accident. So all they want us to do is, oh, get the car off the road and get the road open. But if that person is seriously injured and we do something, that's a potential life-changing or, you know, loss of life. and we just can't take that risk. So if it takes 10 minutes for an ambulance to assess the situation that that person is all right to be moved or not, what's 10 minutes out of people's lives?
So we've just witnessed an accident here on the M50, and just by chance we heard the crash, and we're now just trying to reach them. Actually, there's quite a few, and a car is rear-ended into it, and then further back we have another rear end, so it's two.
I'm gonna just jump out, make sure everybody's okay, and if we can get them moved over, we get them moved over.
So a two car collision, and Keith Kelly from Kelly Recovery, who works with the M50, is doing his best to try and help them.
The main thing is you're alright. Let them check. Are you a bit cold, eh? Don't be worrying about it. The two years will be looked at, don't worry.
As it happened, we were going, boy, but she's shaking badly and she's complaining of her neck.
So the fire brigade have just showed up. Two fire engines, they're closing the M50. So if you're stuck on the M50 right now, you really are quite stuck. They're talking to the lady in the accident. The paramedics are with her, and hopefully she's going to be okay.
We're just waiting on an ambulance. The fire brigade are here with the collision that we're at. The lady in the vehicle has suspect neck injuries, so, you know, they're treating it, they're erring on the side of caution. They're going to make a decision when the paramedics get here whether to let her come out of the vehicle, or they're going to extract her, which means cut the roof off it and extract her on a spinal board. Until then, we don't know. We kind of stay out of the way. We watch the traffic, kind of do a bit of traffic management. They're the ones there to deal with the lady. We're there just for the road now at this point. Let the professionals do what they're going to do.
So hopefully everyone's okay, and then you'll recover the car and clear the road.
Yeah, so basically as soon as we get the all clear, we will be gone out of here in less than a minute. The car, we have the car already set up. We know what we need to get it up on the back of the lorry. You know, we'll be out of here. The lads are taking details as we speak. There will be no delay. As soon as we get the all clear, we're gone.
So Keith Keller, you were in an actual accident yourself, and in a way you're still recovering.
I race cars for a bit of fun. And it was 22nd of June, 6 years ago now. I had a collision with another car. He was coming down the straight beside me, and he was trying to turn the corner, and I went around him, but he was still going straight. We clipped wheels, I barrel rolled, so I broke my neck, my back, my sternum, my nose, my wrist. I have a couple of ribs broken. I had a lot of gashes in my hand. My eyes were bloodshot for about 3 weeks. Compression fracture to my head, but there was nothing to worry about. But the first I knew of it was I woke up in hearing these sirens going down the road in an ambulance, and my mother was sitting with me. And all I could remember was they were like, oh, what's his date of birth? And she gives me brother's date of birth, and I says, you're stupid, Owen, you don't even know my date of birth. and she was like, no, that's right. I said, it's now, I'm November, and my brother is February. And then she goes, oh yeah. And it was just a funny thing that I know it was a serious thing that had happened, because we didn't know what was wrong. At the time, all my co-workers and all would say I'm heartless, to be fair.
Obviously, you have seen so many accidents over the years in recovery on the M50. You've seen it all, some too graphic to talk about. What is your message to people in their cars?
They just need to be more aware of their surroundings. You know, this accident, I think, was caused because of a lack of judgment. She was going a bit too fast, or like, I don't know, but she was talking away there. People just need to be aware. Like, if you look at this is the funniest part about it. Look at the tail back here now from this. That was moving pretty much freer when we were there, but now everyone's looking to see all the lights and all. What's going on? I guarantee if you start looking in people's cars, you'll see phones out videotaping them.
Okay, we just saw a man there. He opened up his window. It's pouring with rain on the other side of the road
to videotape.
To slow down and have a good old look and get out the camera.
And that's where the problem we see with it. There's four emergency tenders from the fire brigade. We have a recovery truck, we have the instant support unit, we're waiting on the guards and the ambulance to come. Another accident happens on there, on that side of the road from it. It's avoidable. It doesn't need to happen. But people, they want to see is, oh yeah, look what I have there, it's on Facebook and Snapchat, send it on to all their friends. Look what's after happening on the M50, that's it. They don't care, like this lady could be severely hurt. But they don't care about that. It was back to like
they just want likes.
That's it. It was like when that poor lady lost her life up at Finglas. no one got out that, no one got out with their video down.
And that was incredibly graphic.
That was, yeah, I was actually at that accident for about 6 hours.
And it closed down the city, but that lady died in a very dramatic, horrific way.
And that's it. And what people need to realise is, this, it's going to happen. You know, there's nothing, that was a tragic accident that happened, but all they wanted to worry about was, oh, it's taking me an hour longer to get home. Who cares if it takes you 2 hours to get longer? Someone's after losing their life. They need to kind of sit back and smell the roses. Like, their day isn't that bad, really, if they're an hour longer in traffic. That woman was fairly badly shaken up. No, I try to calm her down. I'm not there to admit any medical assistance. I just want to make sure that she doesn't start panicking, to make the situation worse on herself. See if she wants it, and you want me to ring anyone or anything. You know, just try to get her calm down, that she's not going to be panicked. And especially, I explained to her what's going to happen. Like, there's an ambulance and fire brigade's going to come up. There's going to be a lot of men standing around you. Don't worry about them, they're there to help you. You know, because it is a stressful situation, to say the least.
And do you think she'll be okay?
Yeah, I'd say she will, hopefully. I'd say she was coherent and all. She was just very badly shaken, struggling to breathe. She's complaining of neck injuries. You know, she did have her seatbelt on, because as I got to her, she was taking her seatbelt off. But, you know, you can just, it's a simple thing. Like, she could have a broken neck there as quick as you look at her. You know, and praise God that she doesn't. Lucky enough, the driver that she was involved in the collision with, he's 100%, he's happy enough, and it's just one of them things, unfortunately.
Keith, the fact that we were first on the scene, we heard the crack, you were with those accident victims within a minute. What were the chances of that?
That's like winning the lottery, it never happens. I know, like, saying it's like winning the lottery is, sounds bad towards what has actually happened, but I knew straight away that woman wasn't right. So straight away, we get on them vital few minutes on getting an ambulance called, make the difference. I don't want to be the one to be made out to be, you know, a superhero or anything. You know, I'm this, I'm that. I'm just an average Joe, the same as anyone else. Just my job is slightly different than someone else's. This job isn't for everybody. Like, we do it 24/7. You know, Christmas Day is a thing of nothing for us. We have to be out working. We've done 29 call-outs.
29?
Now, there's another collision now across the road. Look, but you'd never think, oh, Christmas Day, everyone gets their day off for Christmas, sir. We don't pick and choose when the calls come in. We have to be there to respond at any time, any day, with whatever we have. Like, that collision we were at could have easily been two trucks. No, rather than two cars. We have the equipment there sitting, waiting to go for this road, just to get it open. A lot of the people, they don't know what's going on around them, because it's a stressful situation and they're in shock. So you just try calm them down as much as you can. Now, you heard it yourself. As we were there, how many cars beeped their horn going by? Every 30 seconds someone was beeping, oh, get out of the road. They're not looking. That woman is hurt there. There's no compassion. We're not just closing the lane for the good of our health. Oh yeah, let's see how much people we can disrupt today. They're like the thorn on my side. I absolutely despise looking across the road. Just someone hurt. We're there now. As again, we're waiting on the nod to say, yeah, we can go, we can do what we're doing. And all they want to do is videotape it. Oh yeah, look, there's a good one for Facebook. There's a good one for Snapchat. I think straight away, anyone who's caught videotaping should get a driving ban. That's my opinion, not on anyone else's. Coming from my point of view, from standing on a motorway when there's a lane blocked and looking across, the amount of people, they're just there. Like, they drop the windows down, hand out the window, seatbelt off. Oh yeah, look, yeah. And then bang, another crash. They're playing with people's lives, unfortunately. And I think the only way to combat it is strict punishment. Straight off the road.